Ale, so Tesis says the Mifores requires an explanation. So let's go over the. I mean, it's not Rashi. The Pirush and Nozer is not Rashi. It's Mifores. It's not Rashi. Eretz Amel Avir Gozul Klim Halir Beside Tevo Midol Gdelis Yisam Memso Sheimikam Tume Oyal Gesha. ארץ העמים, הוא היה נכנס ביקורן ובספינו, שהחמירו בו יסם באל המס, כדי שלא יצא מארץ לחוץ לארץ, הוא ידילמו משום גושה דווקא, המייל על גושו גוזרו, כמו שמייל על המס, מפני מייסי מבול, או מפני ריב מישראל שנהרגו בחוץ לארץ. אבל הנכנס בסדר טבע ונגדול, הוא ביקורן בספינו לא. The Hodi Mashmal Fair come the Shabbos. So here's not by whether the Ogezer only on Gush and Avenat, but the Gemara in Shabbos says there are three stages. And the second stage, Peishon Okirim Achobim, the Ogezer and Avia. So how does the Gemara not by? So Tesis says, the Hodi Mashmal Fair come the Shabbos, the Gozer al Gush al Aviro Hosomoch Perush. Bein li Negei Abigushe, Bein Mayel al Gushe, Beloishum Hefzikli Gushe. אבל בבו בסיד הטבע ומגדל שיש הפסק לוי. And this was, why so is to be short? Rashi says, Rashi of Rizora says, because there weren't 60 ribei participants in the Mohammed, and it was not how pure only to me. Teisves, and Rashi here says it wasn't the Tzira called Yisrael, and Teisves here and in Abrizora says that doesn't matter whether it's Alpi only to me, not Alpi only to me, whether they are Shishim Ribei or not, doesn't matter. But see, the reason is why it's Kibush Yochid, because at the time David was Kibush Surya, so Eretz Knaan, Lechol Glosel, was not as yet in the possession of the Jewish people. Yerushalayim itself was in the possession of the Yebusim. We said that according to Rashi and Tesis, the definition of Kibush Rabin is the same. Kibush Rabin means Kibush realized by Klal Yisrael, not by individual Jews. It doesn't make any difference whether the Kibush Al-Pedin is realized by one Jew or by 10 million Jews or 80 million Jews, as long as it's not a kibush realized by Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, as a unit, as one person. So Rashi says, in order that the kibush should be nisyachis to Klal Yisrael, there has to be a rabbin participant. What's a rabbin? Shishim ribei. And it has to be al pi adibur. Then it's misyaches to Klal Yisrael. If it's not al pi adibur, it's not misyaches to Klal Yisrael. And Teis Veshite is no. In order to be misyaches to Klal Yisrael, one thing is necessary, that it should involve the kiyum mitzvah of kibush oretz, of rishtem yishavtem bo. So mele, if it is nirbesh, if it is nirbesh, when Al-Pidin, they are mitzuvah to be Kevish, so then it's Misiachis Klal Yisrael. But if Al-Snan is not liquid with Sel, they're not allowed them to be Kevish. How can they be Mekayim mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo? So Mele, it's not Misiachis Klal Yisrael. But the definition of Kibush Rabim is the same according to Russian Tesis. Namely, Kibush by Klal Yisrael, not Kibush by Yochid, or by 10 million Yechidim. The Rambam has his theory. The Rambam is very complicated in regard to Kibush.
According to Rashin Gittins, there has to be 2 to 9 for North of the Kibush Rabbin.
Well, we explained the Rashin Gittins, not that Kula. It's in conflict. What?
No, I don't mean this theory. I mean, Rashi says, first of all, it's Shehoyu Kulam, and then Rashi says, Bechav Shul Azarech Kol Yisrael. Is there two conditions, two to nine?
Two things. Suppose you have all the Jews participating, but it's not literally Yisrael. The intention is just for them. I mean, for the cave sheep. So then it's not Kibush Rabbi. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam Melachim when he Melach is Kevesh. So then half of it is belongs to the Melach, and it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholim Melach that he should keep it for himself, for his own, you know, wealth. Also it's here of Bnei Yisrael. But it says he has title, and half is for the Kevshim, the Anshei HaMelchomo and the Yeshvim HaKelim. So that's not Kibush Rabim, that's Kibush Yochid. But Kibush Rabim, so then it belongs to Klal Yisrael. The Melech has no special chelek, and the Mishtatfim, the Melchomo, and the Yeshim HaKelim had no special chelek either. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. Now let's see Loshen Ram. The Rambam is, on the surface it appears that there is a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Aleph Milches Trumes, Aleph Milches Trumes, Halacha Bei said as follows: Eretz Yisrael, Ha'amuro, B'chol Mokeim, Hidarotzei Shekipshon, Melech Yisrael, Oinovi, Midas Rev Yisrael, Vizeo Anikro Kibushram, Aval Yochid Mi Yisrael, Oin Mishpocho, Oin Shevet, Shehulchu, V'kofshu L'atzmon, Mokeim Afilu Min Oret, Shenitno Avrom, Ein Anikro Eretz Yisrael, כדי שינהגו בי כל המצווס. ומפני זה, alright. So that's משמע like, I mean, not exactly like Rashi, but like Rashi shit. In other words, only when it's done by the Rabbi. What does it mean, Rabbi? Rashi mentions Shishim Ribei. Al Pi Rumi Tumim, the Rambam mentions Melech, and Midas Rev Yisrael, Midas Bez Nagol. But it's like Rashi. It's like Rashi. Not like the Yisrael. Then the Rambam says in Perikalef Mechastrumes Halacha Gimur Ha'arotzi Shekovash David. So the Rambam defines Kibush Yochid not al pibest. So Meile, one would get the impression from this Rambam that Tzuria is Kibush Yochid because it was not Nidas Bez Nagot. And from the Pashtus Haloshon of the Sifri, it's much more that way. Somuch the Paltira Shaloch Loikavash Sanhedrin told him, Somuch the Paltira Shaloch Loikavash Vatoilach Vekevish Ram Narai. So it's much more that it wasn't Alpi Beznagot. And Rashi says, Rashi Enteis will say that David's Kibush of Surya was not Alpi Beznagot, but the Rambam Noach Gimel says as follows: Ha'arotzei Shekovash David חוץ לארץ כנען, גנרם נעריים ורם צייבו ואחלו וחייץ בהן, אף על פי שמלך ישראל הוא, ועל פי בזדנה גודלו איסה, איני כארץ ישראל לכל דבר, ולוי כחוץ לארץ לכל דבר, כאין בובל ומצרים, אלו יוצאו מכלל חוץ לארץ, ולייסון כארץ ישראל לא הגיעו, ומפנימה יורדו ממלס ארץ ישראל, מפני שכובע שאיסון, קדם שעיר בישכול ארץ ישראל, אלו נשאר בו משיב עממי, ואילו תופס כל ארץ כנען לגבולסאו, והכן כל השערוצס אחריס, היו כיבושי כולי כארץ ישראל לכל דבר. והרוצי שכל השדובית אני קורא שוי. So here, in explaining the din of כיבוש יוחית, so he uses the lishenes of Rashi. But in explaining why Surya is Kibush Yochid, he uses the Lishenis of Tesis. Seems like a stira.
Both. Either one.
Yeah, and then the strange thing is, he says, Ha'arotzi shekobash dovich chutz la'asnan, ki haram narayim varam tzeibo ve'achlo v'chayis ben, af al pi shemelech Yisroelu, v'al pi bezna agodlo eise, einei ke'arts Yisroel lechol dovo. So it's Abi Beznagodl. Abi Beznagodl, And the Sefri says that the Sanhedrin said to him, "Somuchu paltura shaloch leikavasto v'hato kehilich b'kivish ramarai." It's mashma that they rebuked David HaMelech. So it's istira. So it's mamish. Say here what the Sefri says.
So the Rambam calls on the first one Kibush Yachadah.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does he, he doesn't use the expression Kibush Yachadah on Surya.
That's right. The Rambam, when he discusses Kibush Yachid, so then he says like Rashi. Similar to Rashi. But then, so one would expect the Rambam to use the same thing Legabi Surya, because Gemara says Surya is Kibush Yachid. But when he discusses the time of Surya, he mentions Tesis time. So according to Tesis, that's the Pshat Kibush Yachid, but the Rambam didn't explain Kibush Yachid that way. So what is it? So there is a terrace by my brother, we sit there. A very good terrace. But I don't know whether there could be another Pshat in the Rambam also. The Rambam in Pirk Aleph Milchas Trumas Halacha Yud says Akum shekona karka be'arz Yisrael. There is a machlekes in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin as to whether yesh kinyan biyad akum laf kiyam di Trumas u Ma'isres or ein kinyan biyad akum laf kiyam di Trumas u Ma'isres. Machlekes between Rabbe and Rabbe Elazar. Rabbi says, "Ein kiyam le'akum laf kiyam di ma'isa." Now let's turn to the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rabbi, "Afal pi she'ein kiyam le'kichovin be'arz Yisrael laf kiyam di ma'isa shenemar keli oretz likdushas oretz." Aval yesh kiyam le'kichovin be'arz Yisrael la'achbe bo be'iris sichem u'ma'iris. That means the kiyam aguf. Shenemar hashemayim shemayim adishem boros dosan le'odom. Rebbelezerin Rafal Pishishkin Levit Kehovin Beat Solafkia, may I say, Shenemadigon, Hovely Dog Nevit Kehovin, Avolin Kinli Honda Solabo Peris Economires, Shenemalishamoret. So according to Rebbelezer, a goy is not able to acquire a king Aguf Nelson. Is not able, he can acquire King Paris if he goes by Skalkin Nelson. So he can live there and everything, but he cannot be mazik the piece of card. I'll tell you, I might need it. Okay, you can use it, but I might need it. Okay. All right. So then, but he cannot acquire a kin aguf. That means kin aguf means he can do with it whatever he wants. If somebody has a piece of land, he has a kin aguf, he can dig it up and be mazik it. And no one can have tainis to him. All right, there might be tainis even about Tashkis. So that's an iser of Nodom Lamokim, about Tashkis. But no one can prevent him from being mazik the piece of land. It's his piece of land. If somebody owns a table and he takes an axe and breaks it, so he's even about Tashkis. So it's an aveirah Nodom Lamokim. But no one can call him to his Torah, "Why did you break your table?" It's not his business. He has the king aguf. So if a goy is able to acquire a king aguf in Eretz Yisrael, some male can be chayfer beiris echen umayas, and no Jew can have tainis against him, can call him to his Torah, because he has a king aguf. But if we say ein kinyan biad nochri lachpir bei berisichel meyers. It means he goes mufkev v'kinyaguf ne'artzisoy. In mufkev kinyaguf. So that's a machlekes. So there is a double machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer. Double machlekes. There is no logical connection. Each one says two aloches. Rabbi says the aloche that an akum has no keach to, has no kinyan to be mafkia mid the gedushas mid the maizchas. Shemat li oretz li gedushas oretz. Abol yesh kinyan levik chovim be'artzisroel. Lachbrabo beirisich and mayrish and emma ashomayim shomayim ladishem borastos and lorum. Rabbi Lezer says, in regard to the question of the yeshkinyan, so the Rabbi Lezer says, yeshkinyan lafkia mi yemaisres. Why? Because the gonchov le don levikachovim. Avalein kinyan levikachovim beartisroel lachbrabo beirisich and mayrish and emma ladishem oretz. And that is reference to artisroel. In other words, but Hashemayim Shemayim Ladishem Vorososom Lodom, this is the rest of the earth, but not Eretz Yisrael.
They're diametrically opposite.
But it's two separate machlekes. One has nothing to do with the other. The Rambam paskens in like Rabbi that ein kinyan leakum be'Eretz Yisrael lafkia midimais. According to Rabbi Lezer, that yesh kiyem v'yadakum lafkiyem edim ha'yisres, so then it means that if a Yisrael sold the piece of land to an akum, and then he bought it back from him, so it's also part of Tumas Ma'yisres, because the fact that it was in the possession of the akum was mafkiya of the field of Tumas Ma'yisres. So the Rambam says, in Pirka, he was it.
And that's from that crop.
From that crop, yeah. So the Rambam says, in Perikalef, Milchas Trumas, Halocha Yud, Akum shekono karka be'arz Yisrael, lo yifkiyuo min ha-mitzveh se la'areyo b'gdishos. Even though it's only geyed gabedet crop, but it's not if we say, yesh kiyem yadakum, so it's not hafkoye of the kedushas peres, it's hafkoye in the karke ligabi det kvap. So the Rambam paskens like Rabbi. So he says in Perek Aleph Milchas Trumas Halacha Yud, akum shekone karka be'arz Yisrael lo yifkiyuo min ha-mitzveh se la'areyu b'kedushos. Lifichoch im choza al Yisrael v'lokcho mimenu eino ki kibushoch. Elo mafris trumeis umais reis umeili bikurim vehakam natero kiilu leinim kio leakum eilo vieish kinyan leakum bisurye. Since the whole dushes are to soil bisurye, we pasken like Rabbi Yisi is only mit Rabbonon, so me meile the Gemara says yieish kinyan viyad nochri lafkiya mei trumeis umais reis bisurye. But the Loshna Rambam is Akum shekone karaka be'arz Yisrael lo yifkiyuo min ha-mitzveh se la'areyu b'gdishosom lifichoch im choza al Yisrael v'lo kcho mimenu eino kiki b'shochit. So it's mashma that if we were to assume that yesh kiyem b'yad nochi lafkiya mitrumis ha-mitzveh, but we are also to pasken that kibush yochit shmei kibush, so then when the Yisrael buys it back from the Akum, it's again chay. Even though at a time when he sold it to the Akum, the Gdusha was Pokali Gabi, the Peres doesn't mean it's Pokali Gamre, but it was Pokali Gabi, the Peres, but when the Akum, the Yisrael buys it back from the Akum, it's Chesa v'Niskadish. But since we passed in Kibush Yochid, any Kibush, Kibush Yochid, any Kibush, so Mimele, once we assume that yesh kiyem v'yad nochi and it's pokat the kedushas oretz ligabi de peiris, so then it can be niskadish again through kibush yochit. So, but we pasken that kibush yochit lo yishmei kibush, but according to Rabbi Meir, that kibush yochid shmei kibush, so even if we were to assume like Rabbi Lezer that yesh kiyem b'yad nochi laf kiyem b'yitchumus ha'maisres, but when the Israel buys it back, it's again niskadish b'kdushas arz Yisrael l'gav the peres, and it's chayim b'yitchumus ha'mais. But we pass in kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush. But the question is, what does it have to do with machlekes kibush yochid shmei kibush or kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush? After all, here there was no kibush altogether. He just
had a transaction.
The answer is, so from the Rambam it appears that according to Mandoma, kibush yochid is shmei kibush, so it's not even necessary that there should be a maise kibush Milchame, even without Milchame. Just the fact that the Jews bought it from the Akum is Beshus Yisrael again. Without a Maise Kibush, without Milchame, without a Maise Kibush, the fact that it's in the possession of the Jews. So Mimele, that is Mikadish and Bidush Yisrael. So it's a big Chiddush. One could argue, two Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush. So Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush means that even a kibush by Yochid, but there has to be a Maisa Kibush. By one Jew, but a Maisa Kibush
Lachor Poros. Why should there have to be a Maisa Kibush?
Why not?
Conquering. It has to conquer it.
There's halacha that it's niskadish through kibush. So there has to be a Maisa Kibush.
I never remember.
Please, please. So there has to be a Maisa Kibush. There has to be a Maisa Kibush. We could argue that way. So the Rambam says, if we say Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, it's not even necessary there should be a Maisa Kibush. If we say Kibush Yochid Lo Yishmei Kibush, and the only Kibush Rabim, so then there has to be a Maisa Kibush. But if we say Kibush Yochid Lo Yishmei Kibush, so without Milchame, without anything, the fact that it's Beshus Yisroel, that in itself is Mikadosh Adjus. It's a big Kiddush. So Mele, my father says, one second. My father says that the Rambam explains the Shaila of Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid Lo Yishmei Kibush similar to Rashi. And Tzuria was not even a Kibush Yochid.
No.
One second, please. Because the Rambam says, you came in late, I'm not going to repeat it again. So the Rambam says that Tzuria, so David HaMelech was Kibush. It was Kibush Al Pimelech Al Pibezna Godel. So it was a Kibush Rabin. It was a Kibush Rabin, according. Because how does the Rambam define Kibush Rabin? That Melech Oy Novi Midas Rev Yisroel Oy Midas Bezna Godel. So David HaMelech was Melech. And it was Midas Bezna Godel. So it conforms to the definition of Kibush Rabin. Teisves and Rashi say that it wasn't Alpi Bezna Godel. But the Rambam says it was Alpi Bezna Godel. So that's the definition of Kibush Rabin. So it was Kibush Rabin. So why wasn't Surya Niskadish B'dushas Aras Yisrael? So there's another halacha, not Kibush Yochid, another halacha, that Nisofis cannot be Niskadish B'dushas Aras Yisrael until Eretz Knan Ligvulisel is now a possession. But if at the time of the kibush of the Nisofis, even though it's a kibush rabbit, because it's Melech Yisroel al Pidaz Bezna Godel, but if at that time Eretz Knan is not Ligvulisel, so Nisofis cannot become Niskadri B'dushas Aras Yisroel. So even according to Rav Meir B'shaitei, Rav Meir says that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so Surya is Aras Yisrael. So Rav Meir, my brother says, Rav Meir only says later on it was Chayim Trumas Maisres, according to Rav Meir. But Bishaitei, when David HaMelech was Kibush Surya, and at that time Yerushalayim was in the possession of the Yevusi, so even according to Rav Meir it was not Chayim Trumas Maisres. But Rav Meir says Surya is Chayim Trumas Maisres because later on, so David was Kivish. At that moment when he's Kivish Surya, so Yerushalayim was not in the possession of the Jewish people. But later on, it was in the possession. that we see, I mean, the transaction with Areno, Hayivusi. So later on, it became Niskadi Vidishas Artisoya. Why? According to Remeya, because Remeya holds Kibush Yochid, Ishmei Kibush. And we see from the Rambam that according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid, Ishmei Kibush, so it's not even necessary to have a Maise Kibush. It mainly is this Kaddish, as long as a certain mocking is in the possession, is now a Rishus, because the Rambam says, Akum Shekona Karka Be'at Yisrael, Lo Yifkiyuo Min HaMitzves, Ela Areyu Bivdushosa. לפיכך אם חוזר ישראל ולא קחו ממנו אינו ככיבושיוכית אלא מפריס תרומיס ומייסריס ומייבי ביקורים והקיל מן התירו כי לא נמכו לעקום אלו. So the Rambam says that if we were to say that יש תימי דאקל להפקים את תרומיס ומייסריס, so it would be mafkia the Gdushas Oras regarding the Peres, but if we were to say that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so then in spite of the fact that the Gdusha was Paka when the Akum bought it, but when the Yisrael buys it back from him, it's again his Kaddish. How is it again his Kaddish? The Gdusha is Paka through Kibush, but there was no Maize Kibush. So the answer is, if we say Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, nothing is necessary, only the Mitzias. That's in Bershus Yisrael. That in itself is enough. If it's Bershus Yisrael, so that in itself is enough. So even, let's say, if Jews buy from the Goyim, so it's also in Iskadish B'dushas Eretz Yisrael. B'dushas Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, Reb Meir says, true, at the very outset, when David was given Surya, it was not Chayv, it was Maisus. Even though Reb Meir holds Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, but it's another aloche. The somuch lepaltira shaloch lo yikovashto ve'atohelich v'kevish esaram narai. Now the Rambam says that the Tzuriye, David HaMelech, was kevish b'shus bez nagot. But the Zifri says that the Sanhedrin said to David HaMelech, Somuch lepaltira shaloch lo yikovashto v'atohelich v'kevish esaram. So my brother said, according to the Rambam, the pshat in the Sifri is not the way Tesvis assumes. The Tesvis assumes the pshat is that the Bezna Godel, the Sanhedrin, rebuked David HaMelech. Why did you do it? You had no right to do it. No, but the Rambam didn't claim. He had the right to do it. But the Sanhedrin said to him, David asked them for a roye, that it's out Israel. So the Sanhedrin said to him, no, it's not this country which is out of Israel. We gave you rishus to wage the war against Surya. Fine, but you want now a roye from us that Surya has dushas out of Israel? No. In view of the fact that at the time of the kibush, even though you acted better with our approval, but at that time, so somuch lepaltira shaloch loikavashto vato yohelich v'tivis narai, not that they rebuked him, you did something wrong.
Just
stating a fact. So mainly it cannot be niskadish. So at the very outset, even according to the mayor, it was not niskadish. But years later, when David took possession of Yerushalayim through the transaction with Arena Yevusi, so then it could, according to the mayor, it became Niskadish. But at the very outset, even according to the mayor, it wasn't Niskadish. I mean, it's Kimin Chena.
And so why is it called? So what's the question of Kibush Yochid?
No, because the mayor holds Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. So later on, when he was Kavish Yerushalayim from the Yevusi and the rest of it, maybe there were other parts of the Oshins Lavram Avinu that had not as yet been in the possession of the Jewish people, but later on David was Kavish all of Eretz Na'an. So then he became his Kaddish.
If he would hold and it won't help.
Because then there has to be a Maisa Kibush, a Maisa
Kibush
Rabbi.
And the Maisa
Kibush
has to be
B'shas Maisa. That's right. There was
no
Maisa
Kibush before.
There was no new Maisa Kibush. There was no new Maisa
Kibush.
So it's Kimin Chayma. It's Kimin Chayma. But then...
If you all Kibush Yochar Shmei Kibush, then the main part of Kibush was the fact that it's Nimtzu beyond Yisrael.
That's right. As a matter of fact, there is a Sefer of Eretz Yisrael. And we don't know who the Mechaber is, but it's Nisyachis the Torah. I don't know whether you saw it. I'm sure the yeshiva doesn't have it. Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, that is Miyuchas to the Torah. Now, so he, the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says, a big achidish. According to what my brother said in the Rambam, so only according to Mandoma Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush. Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush. So then it's not necessary even to have a Maisa Kibush, even if you just buy it. But of course, he doesn't mean buy it, let's say, in the days when Eretz Yisrael was under the jurisdiction of the British government, you know. And so, but a Jew was able to buy a piece of land, but it wasn't, he didn't have the control over it. He just had title, but he didn't have the control over it. The Rambam means, in Chozar Yisroel v'lokcho mimenu, and Yad Yisroel tkifo. So it's under the jurisdiction and the control of the Jews too. Then, if we say kibush yochet shmei kibush, it would be niskadish. But suppose somebody would buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, and it's under the jurisdiction of the goyim. So of course the tour wouldn't say that it's niskadish just as well. So it is obvious what the tour means. The tour says, Al b'hilchase, we pass in kibush yochid is loish me kibush. So he still says in the orach and nitten l'avrom avinu, if Jews were just to buy from the goyim, no kibush, no milchama, nothing, but to buy it, and with the understanding that they should have the full jurisdiction over it, not that the goyim should have the control over it. So then it is niskarim d'shasas. So that's even a bigger chiddush. So the Hilchas Eretz Yisroel, it's, I don't know who is the Mechaber. It's Miyuches to the Tur. Whether the Tur was Mechaber, but he was a big Talmud Chochem. Whoever he was a big Talmud Chochem. So Mele, the Hilchas Eretz Yisroel says, even according to Mandoma, that we pass in Kibush Yochet, lo yishmei Kibush. But apparently the Tur Shite is like the Shite of Teisves and Abrizor. That if it is in the origin, it's not Avraham Avinu, so it doesn't matter. Even a Yochid, if he conquers it, so it's considered because it's Mishiach, it's the Klal Yisrael. So Mele, this tour goes one step farther. So it doesn't. The important thing is it should be Mishiach, it's the Klal Yisrael. So Mele, even if he does it, you know, through a transaction. So it's also Mishiachis to Klal Yisrael. So it becomes Niskadish B'dushas Eretz Yisrael, even according to Rabbi Yezi. But the Rambam says it doesn't go so far. The Rambam says, the Rambam Shite is, that if we say Kibush Yochet Loish Mekibush, then it's necessary to have Imaise Kibush. But not just because it happens to be in the Rishus of Yisrael. But if Kibush Yochid is Loishme Kibush, in other words, for example, according to the Tur Shite, the Tur does not have to say like the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishayno was al the Kibush, and the Kedusha Shniyo was al the Chazoke, but according to the Tur Shite, since it was done Mirzeni of Keresh, some Melech is also Kibush. Or maybe not, because over there, Keresh was a nice person, but Keresh did not give the Jews autonomy. I mean, in other words, he gave them a license to settle in Eretz Yisrael and to build the
Beis
and to cultivate land. but he didn't give them full control of it. For Raya, when the Kusim denounced the Jewish people, so then he stopped the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So Mele, even according to the Torah, we had to resort to a Kedusha al Dechazok, otherwise it couldn't be Niskadosh. But the Torah means if Jews will buy from the Goyim, and they'll be understanding that they have to have the full control, then Mele it's Kibush, and it's Kibush Rabim also. Because the Torah agrees with the Lomdes of Teisves that in the Oresh Nitzal Avraham Avinu, even if it is done by a single Jew, it's Misyaches to call Israel. But the Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam says even the Oresh Nitzal Avraham Avinu, so it has to be done al Bimelech and al Pites Nagodl and so on. But according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochish Mei Kibush, so the Rambam Shite is like the Torah's, that he doesn't require any Maisi Kibush. So Mele, my brother said, according to the Rambam, at the very outset, everybody agreed that it wasn't Chayvit Musa Maisis. Because a special halacha, not Kibush Yochit. Special halacha, Somuch Lepaltir, there cannot be any Gdusha any Sofeis, as long as the Arznan Ligvul Asel is not in our possession. Special halacha, even Reb Meir was made it. But according to the Meir, later on when Dovid HaMelech was Kedesh Yerushalayim and was Kedesh every part of the Oresh Nitzal Avraham Avinu, and the Eretz Kanaan became in our possession, the whole Gvul Esel, so Rabbi Meir said, at that moment, it could be Niskadish. But Rabbi Yisi says no, but there was no Maisi Kibush, no Maisi Kibush Rabbim. Some male, it couldn't be Niskadish. But at the very outset, so Surya was not Niskadish according to everybody, even according to Ramea. So it is. Yeah.
So I mean, according to this, it comes out that the basis of the Machlokes of Kibush Yochid is if there has to be a Maisa Kibush or not.
That's right.
And we have to say that even a Yochid, if he is Kurdish, but it's not, it doesn't have a Shem Kibush.
No. The Machlokes is.
How does it fit into the words?
No, because in order that it should be Misyachis to Klal Yisrael, there has to be Maisa Kibush. By itself, it cannot become a Kibush of Klal Yisrael. But if it's not necessary to have a Kibush Rabin, so mainly it's not even necessary to have a Kibush altogether. It has to be Kibush. It's not the Maisa Kibush, but the state of being Kibush.
And that could only be
a Rabbin?
It's only considered
a Kibush. Maisa Kibush has to be a Kibush Rabbin, naturally.
In other words, even if a Yachid
is if it is just the state of being Tachas Yodin, it doesn't make any difference. Rabbin, Yachid.
But why is that
Talib?
I mean, isn't that just like an extra point in the Mandamah, Kibush
Yachid Shmei Kibush? That will learn out from the Pasuk. I don't have the Chamisha Chumash Teira. Okay.
Come
on, King. So in other words,
but if a yochid is kibush, does that have a shem kibush, or is not considered kibush? The only mila that it had could be is that the only reason it would help is because it's nimsa tachas yadenu.
That's right, nimsa tachas yadenu.
Even if he's
that's right, yeah. But this halacha is learned out from the posik at the end of eight. ואיריש אדישם אסכול הגויים האלה מלפניכם ואירישתם גויים גדלים ועצומים מכם כל המוקים אשר תדריך כפרג לכם בואי לכם יהיה as long as מן המדבר ועבור מן הנור להפוז לאחים יגבולכם so that's the drושה that first we have to have in our possession ארש נשלה אברום אבינו. And then there can be Nisofis. Then there can be Nisofis.
But that's the Rambam of Yesh Kinyan. So we will say that really you have to have Kibush, according to the man, even if you don't Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, you also have to have a Maisa Kibush. So only that Yachid is considered a Kibush.
You mean the fact that the buying, so the purchase is a Maisa Kibush?
No. I'm saying without that Rambam, you would say that the
Maisa Kibush is required to come to everybody. But Kibush Yochid is also good enough.
From that Rambam we see that it's Mamandam a, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush.
We don't even need a Maisi Kibush. Just the state of being Tachas Yodin. And the Torah says even more than that. Even according to La'alil, La'alibet Emes, even according to Rabbi Yisi, in the Orish, Nitl Avom Avinu. So the fact that it's Tachas Yodin, or that in itself, makes it is in Kaddish and Bidusha Sarsis.
It doesn't have to be according to Madame Kibish, Yochish Mekibish, it doesn't have to be Chatiba Achasto, or does it have to be Begera Chazaka for the whole Klal Yisrael, Chazaka even for a Yochid?
Well, no, I suppose, then no, it doesn't have to be, because as far as the Kinyan is concerned, so it mainly belongs to Klal Yisrael, because Arts Yisrael Mosekes will not be saying no. We are only talking about Orosh and Avraham Avinu. We are not talking about Nisafis. And in regard to the Orosh and Avraham Avinu, the Melech belongs to Klal Yisrael. But the question is, whether the Kibush is Mitzyachis to Klal Yisrael. But according to the Torah, it's not even necessary that there should be Maisa Kibush. The fact that it's Tachas Rishus Yisrael, Tas Rishus Yisrael, that in itself is Mekadosh. Because the Kedusha Soretz, Reb Chaim also says, Kedusha Soretz is realized by the fact that it's Yerushas Yisrael. V'yirishtem yishavtem bo. So if it is Tachas Rishuseinu, so mainly it's still Yerushas Yisrael. So it's not, according to the Torah, it's not even necessary to have any Maisa Kibush.
Yeah, but Torah only meant in regard to the second Kibush, that you learned not the way Reb Chaim was learning, and you learned...
No, the Torah says, the Torah, because the soil, I mean, you'll see, you'll look it up, it's many years since I saw the Lashon of the Hilchas HaSisrael. But he says that even now, suppose the Jews would buy... I mean, let's say, if from the United Nations has no authority whatsoever, but suppose they had authority, and they would buy it, and they would be given full control over Eretz Yisrael, it would become Niskadish B'dushas Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe that's only what they've been...
According to the Torah, so a lot has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, described it from Mises. Assuming that a lot is of the Orosh Nitl Avraham Avinu. That's another shaila. Assuming that Eilat is from the Orosh Nitl Avraham Avinu, because Eilat is mentioned in the Gvulim Mishpoti. So that's a big shaila, whether that was the Orosh Nitl Avraham Avinu or the Gvulim mentioned in Mishpotim is only Havtoche Lohosid Lovei. But assuming that Eilat is from the Orosh, because Shlim HaMelech was Kivish Elat. Shlim HaMelech was Kivish Elat. So that some who said, that Elat is Eretz Yisrael. What? Ptipes Frank said it? Yeah, I know it was. Most Rabbonim Gdelim said that it does not have Jesus Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Torah, it's might have, and I said that according to Teis Vishita also, because Teis says even if Yochid, like Yoruba Menashe, so a piece of fierce flying paskin that it's chayef in Mrs. Atlee's Boretz. What?
Yes,
I didn't even know. Okay, all right. Anyway, that is my brother's side. But I'm soon going to discuss it. I have another pshat in the Rambam. But first, I want to discuss a certain kasha by the Chaznish. From the Rambam, again, the Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Eretz Yisrael Amura Bechol Mokein, Hi Ba'arotzei Shekipsho Melech Yisrael, Oinovi Midas Rev Yisrael, Vizeo Hanikro Kibush Rabbi. Aval Yochid Mi Yisrael, Oin Mishpocho, Oin Shevet, Shehocho Vikof Shol Atzmon, Mokein Afil Min Horetz, שניתו לאברום אינו ניקרו ארץ ישראל כדי שינהגו בי כל המצווס ומפני זה חולה כי ישוע הוא בזדיני כל ארץ ישראל לשבוטים אף על פי שלא ניר בשור כדי שלא יהיה כיבוש יוחית kishiyale kol shevet v'shevet v'yir b'shchalki. Strange loss. The Rambam, after discussing the law of Kibush Yochit, and what is Kibush Yochit, the definition of Kibush Yochit, like Rashi Shite. I mean, similar to Rashi Shite. A kibush not by Melech Midas Beznagon. That's Kibush Yochit. So the Rambam says, that's the reason as to why Yoshua made the Chluk of Eretz Yisrael Lishvoteo before he was Kavish, all the origin is Avraham Avinu, because many parts of the origin of Avraham Avinu was conquered after the Ptira of Yeshua. It's mentioned in Shaftim. After the Ptira, Mias came in, so there were Tevesh, Yehuda was Kevesh, Zvun was Kevesh, this one was Kevesh. So many parts that were omitted, and still Yeshua made the Chluke. Why did he make the chluke? Why did he make the chluke before all of Eretz Yisrael was nearby? Because Yeshua knew that if he's not going to make the chluke now, then it will be impossible to have the approval of, first of all, there won't be melech. And the Rambam Miski B'Shrabi means melech. Melech. From the Ramban, if I miss this mashmal, Melech is not Me'akif, it can be Shefet too. But the Rambam Shiti is Dafke Melech. And after Yeshua, there was no Melech. Between Yeshua and Chol, there was no Melech. And then, it is such a simple thing to get the approval of Beznagodl for every piece of land that a certain Shevet was Kevesh. So, Mimele, in order to preclude problems, so Yeshua decided to make the chluke lishvoteo even before Eretz Yisrael was nearishon, because if he hadn't done that, then many of the conquests of the kibushim by the shvotim would be a kibush yocht. So the chazni says the kashe monefshach, how did it prevent from beginning with Yoch Manefshach? It has to be discouraged through Kibush. And if so as long as Yeshua was alive, so everything was Kibush Rab. But the moment Yeshua was Niftar, so then it wasn't, there was no Melech. Yeshua was a Melech. This the Rambam says in the Lochet that Yeshua was a Melech. So that's a raya that he was a melech. Doesn't apply to a shefet. The Rambam said, doing melar bitchilo elo al pi bezni shal shivim skenim al pi novi ki Yeshua shemino meisha rabbeinu ubizdinei uchishol vidovi shemino mshmuel aramosi bizdinei. So Yeshua was a melech. So memele, so why is all of Eretz Yisrael a kibush rab? This the chaz, and the chaznish says vitzorach yun. But I think the pshat in the Rambam appears to be very simple, because the Chlukas Oretz was done by Yeshua al piyom bitumim al pinovi. It wasn't done just by Yeshua alone. It was midas beznagodl, and it was al piyom bitumim. So the Chlukas, because what is kibush? Kibush is Yerusha, Reb Chaim says, because it means Yerushas Yisrael, and that's why we say that Yudal Chonos Shal Kibush V'Chiluk, so they were not Chayev Nitrumus Meisus. So it wasn't like Chale. Chale was potter of Trumus Maisres because Chale was potter midraise of Trumus of Chale. Chale was potter in Baisheni because it wasn't Bias Kulchem. So Reb Chaim says that there is a distinction between the Bias Kulchem requirement regarding Chale and the Bias Kulchem requirement regarding Trumus Maisres. Because Chale, so even the Yudalit Shonov, the Gemara says in Ksuves, in Ide, that Mishor Shebon is Chayv B'Chale, even before the Yudalit Shonov Kibushchik, Trumus Maisres, so there became Yechuyev only after the Yudalit Shonov. So, but by Chale there is a loch of Bias Kulchem, that there has to be Bias Kulchem, it's Itnai. There has to be Bias Kulchem. By Sheini, there was no Bias Kulchem. Because Bia, most Jews were not even in Eretz Yisrael. Most Jews remained in Chutz La'aretz, in Bava. So mainly it was Potter. Mashen Kain. Mashen Kain in the Bia Rishino, where it was a Bias Kulchem. So the moment they crossed the yard, they became a Chuyev and Chalit. So there the Bias Kulchem is not just a Knai. Bias Kulchem is explanatory of the Yerushas Yisrael. It has to be a Yerushas Yisrael al the Kibush V'chiluk. So in other words, so before the Yudalit Shono there was no Chlukas Oretz, so it wasn't a Yerushas Kol Yisrael as yet. So Mele in the Baisheini, true, there was Igdush al the Chazoke. But Ligabi Trumus Maisres, we require Gdush as Oretz of Kol Yisroel al the Kibush Vichiluk. So Chiluk is also part and parcel of Yerushas Yisroel. So Mele, the Chlukas Oretz by Yoshua and Alpi Bezna Gotl, Alpi Yom Vitumim, also had the Chalishem of Kibush Rabbi. Kibush Rabin doesn't mean it has to be Dafke Melchome. Melchome by Melech and Alpi Bezna Godel has a Chalishem Kibush Rabin. And Chukas Oretz by Melech and Alpi Bezna Godel and Alpi Yom Vitumim also has a Chalishem Kibush Rabin. This is the Rambam says. Und Nizeh Cholat Yeshua U Bizdini Kolat Yisroel Yishvotim Afal Pisho Lenir Bisho כדי שלא יהיה כבשוחית, כי שיאלה כל שבט ושבט ויהיה בשחוקי. All right. Now, what I, like this, my brother's teretz is כמין חיימה. But there is one difficulty I find with it. Now, we see from the Roshna Rambam. Now, the Rambam's Loshen is in Perik Aleph Milches Trumes Haloche Gimul Ha'arotzi Shekobash David Chutz La'aretz Chanan Kinaram Na'arayim Ba'aram Tzivo Ve'achlo V'chayitzi Ben Af Al Pi Shemelech Yisroel Hu Ve'al Pi Bezna Godlu Eise Eini Ke'aretz Yisroel L'chol Dovo V'loi Ke'chutz La'aretz L'chol Dovo K'in Bovel L'Mitzrayim Elo Yotzu M'chol Chutz La'aretz V'yeisom Ke'aretz Yisroel Hu Yigiu Umtnima Yordu Ma'aretz Ha'aretz Yisroel מפני שכובע שישום קדש קדם שיר ביש כל ארץ ישראל נישה במשיב העממים ואילו תופס כל ארץ נען לגבולסאו והקין כובע שערוץ סחיריס הוי כיבושי כולי כארץ ישראל לכל דבר והערוצי שכובע שדובי תנען לקרוין סורי we saw from the Rambam that לגבי סמיכה סמיכה is only נהיג נארץ ישראל so the Rambam says כל הערוצי שקוף שלי מצרים, אף הפי שלי קוף שלי בובל, הן כארץ ישראל דום הזה. So what's the פשעת? So the plain פשעת is that there are certain הלוכס that are based upon קדושת הארץ. And there are certain הלוכס that are based not upon קדושת הארץ, but upon the שם ארץ ישראל. What does שם ארץ ישראל mean? The fact that it belongs כפשוטי כמשמעי Eretz Yisrael, the land of the Jews. What Jews? So Jews can have title in Mexico too. So, and even if they'll have full control, it will not be Eretz Yisrael. So it means that belongs to the Jewish people as a unit. Ki ish echad, like ktiv achas, not a shutvi. So, suppose all the Jews in the world will agree to buy a piece of land. It'll only be shutvi. It will not, title will not be vested in the Umma Israelis, in the Knesset Yisrael as a unit. So that means that Shem Eretz Yisrael, who says that Pshat in the Rambam? The Malbushi Yom Tov. Everybody says that Pshat. All the Rosh Yeshiva say that in the Rambam. That there are certain halachas that are based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So they are Dushe. So Dushe Rishenu is Kishol Yishai Tov Loi Kishol Osit Lovei. And Kedusha Shni is Kishol Osit Lovei. So Mele, the Mekemis is Kofshul Mishraim, the Kofshul Bovel. So do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. They are Potter of Tumas and Maisis. And then there are certain halachas that are based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael means it belongs to Israel. Not belongs to Israel like Shutfi, but belongs to Israel, belongs to Klal Israel. Now it's for Kibush, so the Gzel Sakos, Kol Mokim Asher Titer Beika Frag Lechem. Boi Nisatif. So what does Boi Nisatif mean? Nisatif, I give it to you. That means it belongs to the Jews. What, the Jews are Shutfi? No. It will belong to the Jews as a unit. To plow Israel. So Kibush accomplishes two things. First of all, it acquires the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and then it also is Niskadesh Bidushas Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to the Rambam, so Bishleime, according to Rashi and Tesis, that's Kibush Suruye at the very outset. Ab initio, at its inception, was not a kibush rabin. Some mele, according to Rabbi Yisi, that kibush yochet lo ishme kibush. So both halachas don't apply. The kedushas Eretz Yisrael was not chal, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael was not chal either, because in order to be beilochem nisati, it has to be kibush rabin. Kol mokim asher tidor bei. What it means tidor bei? Kibush rabin. But Surya was a kibush yochit, so it didn't acquire a chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael either. But according to the Rambam, that he says that ha'arotzi shekovash dovish chutz le'aretz knan ki am narayim varam tzeivo ve'achu v'chayisben af al pi Shem Eretz Yisrael v'al pi bez nagod le'isim. So it was a kibush rabin. So why isn't it Eretz Yisrael? Because of one problem. He was Kevish Surya when Eretz Knan was not in our possession. So it's another aloha that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not Chal on his office unless Eretz Knan Libulusel is in our possession. So that aloha should apply only to the Ding Dushe, but in respect to the aloha of Boilochem Yeh. So Meichatis, so it should have a Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it is like that.
Why
is that?
Why should the halacha of the Shem Eretz Yisrael be capturing Mexico? Why should the difference between the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Shem Eretz Yisrael? Maybe since the halacha of Samachal Baturin is regarded to the Shem Eretz Yisrael also. So in other words,
that this halacha is okay.
Oh, is that capturing Mexico?
You can say it. Yeah, you can say it. In other words, that because the Loshon HaRambam is Ha'arotzi Shekovash David Chutz La'aretz Knan Ki Aram Naraim V'Ram Tzeivo V'Achlo V'Chayitzben Af Al Pi Shemelach Yisrael Hu V'Al Pi Bez Na'agod Lo Eise Eini Ke'aretz Yisrael L'Chol Dovo V'Loi Ke'Chutz La'aretz L'Chol Dovo Ki'im Bovel U'Mitzrayim Ele Yotzu Mikhlal Chutz La'aretz V'Liyeison Ke'aretz Yisrael Lo Yigiyo. But then, so you could be midai from the Russian army. It's all right. I accept it. I mean, it's all right. Yeah, I also thought that you can say it that way. Because since, you see, I thought, since it's a new, it wasn't Kibush Yochid. Surya was them is Kibush Rabin. But another aloch of some of the Paltirish aloch, Loikomashto, Vato Helich, Bekevish, Saram Narayim. So it's another Zelsakosuf. The Dusha says Israel is not Chal, as long as Israel is not Ligwalisel in our possession. Israel, Ligwalisel is not in our possession. So if we were to say that one is not allowed to do it, then I understand. So mainly it should apply not only to the Kedusha, but also to the king. But the Rambam Shita is that I'll be best not God with. So there was no Isa. David acted Kedin. But the Kedusha Sassol couldn't be Chal. Meicha Teisa, the debt applied that it couldn't even acquire the it couldn't even make become the Kenyan of Klal Yisrael, but it's possible to say that. I thought of something else. Now, the Rambam says in the Loshin, any kiatz Yisrael l'choldovo v'loike chutz lores l'choldovo k'imbovo l'mitzrayim el l'yotzu m'chlal chutz lores v'liyeson kiatz Yisrael l'yigil. So from this Loshin, you could say that maybe on the contrary, according to the Rambam, Surya has his Chalisha Meretz Yisrael. He doesn't have Dusha Meretz Yisrael. If Surya had been Kibush Yochid Mame, so then it wouldn't even have his Meretz Yisrael. But Surya has, was Kibush Rami, it wasn't Kibush Yochid, but it didn't have Dusha Meretz Yisrael, because of a special aloha that it couldn't be miscarriages as Israel, since at the very outset, as Israel was not Bigvulasel, So I thought, it's Midraise, it was the Kenyan of Klal Israel. But then, you could say that. But then the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, Surya yeish dvorim shi'i bohen ke'arz Yisrael, v'yeish dvorim shi'i bohen ke'chutz lo'aretz. V'akeine bo karka ke'keine be'arz Yisrael yin trumes u'maisres u'shvi'is. V'hakel b'Surya midi v'seifri. So in other words, even though the Rambam said that Surya is a special category by itself, it's not like chutz lo'aretz, it's not like ke'arz Yisrael, so that's only on the Rabon level. But on the Raisa level, it's completely like Chuslaret. So that means that Surya from Allah, while from the Loshna Rambam Nalach Gimul, you could say, on the contrary, that according to the Rambam, Surya does not have Dushas as Israel, but the Shem as Israel it has. Shem as Israel, the Mele Smiche could take place in Surya, mid Raisa. But from the Loshna Rambam, in Allah Dalad, it's Mashma, no. That smicha couldn't take place in Surya. Smicha couldn't take place in Surya. But because he says, the hakil be Surya medeva sefrim, even though the Rambam said that Surya is a special piece, a category by itself, it's not like chusla, it's not like Yisrael, only on the rabbonim level, it's a special category by itself. But on the raisa level, it's chusla mamish. It's chusla mamish. The question is, why? So you could say that. In other words, the same Zerosakosov that tells us that it couldn't be Niskadish Bikdushas Eretz Yisrael, it couldn't be Niskadish Bikdushas Eretz Yisrael, some Mele also implies that it couldn't become the Kenyan of Klal Yisrael. But I hesitate, you see, according to my brother Steretz, he said, he explained, how does the Gemore base it upon Kibush Yochid, Loish Me Kibush, it's a special aloha. So my father said, Enoch Naam, at the very outset, it had nothing to do with Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush Amat. And even Reb Meir was made that it was part of Tumas Amaisis. But later on, when David HaMelech was Kevish, Yerushalayim and all the other Mekemes, so Nitin Avram Avinu, so that Miniyah did not exist, So Kedushas Eretz Yisrael should have been Chal at that time, years later, when he was Kibish Yerushalayim, so why wasn't it Chal? So Reb Meir says, Inachnami, it was Chal. But, and Reb Yehesi said, no. Why? Because since the very outset of the Kibush, so it couldn't be Chal. So later on, it was like Kibushoch. And if Kibushoch is made Kibush, so it could be Chal later on. Even though there was no Maise Kibush. So if we are to assume that at the very outset, it was a kinyan of Klal Yisrael. It was a kinyan of Klal Yisrael. But later on, it was the kinyan of Klal Yisrael. But there was no Gdushas Eretz Yisrael because of the Zeros HaKosuf, that until Eretz Yisrael, Bigvul Esel is now possession, so no Gdusha is Chala Nisofe is, so we understand as to why, according to Reb Meir, the Gdusha is Chala Itaman. But if we are to say that the same Zeros HaKosuf applied not only to Gdushas Eretz Yisrael, but to the Shem Eretz Yisrael also, so Monefshech, if at the very outset it didn't become the kinyan of Klal Yisrael, and it was the kinyan just of David HaMelech and the Kevshim, like any kibushochit, because of the Zeros HaKosuf, that no haloche of kibush Rabbi Mischal. As long as Eretz Yisrael that was Nitzan L'Avrom Avinu is not in our possession, so how could, according to Reb Meir, the king and proti that David HaMelech and the Leichamim had in Eretz Yisrael merge into a king and quality of Klal Yisrael? How is it possible? If the Gzeres HaKosuf is only Gzeres HaKosuf in the Gdushe, but not in the Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael, so that means that at the very outset, according to everybody, it became a kinyan since it was a Kibush Rabin. So Kol Mokem Ashatit Rabbei, Bolachem Nesatif, it was Nesatif. So Shem Eretz Yisrael it acquired, but Gdushes Eretz Yisrael it didn't acquire for a different reason. Because Eretz Yisrael was not like Vlissel. So Meir says, but later on, it became his country, Eretz Yisrael. But if we are to say that the same Zeros HaKosuf, that as long as Eretz Orech Nitzan L'Avraham Avinu is not in our possession, so that is me'akif even the kinyan klali of Kol Yisrael in it. So that means at the very outset, Klal Yisrael didn't acquire title in it. Who acquired title? David HaMelech and Leichamim. So how does Reb Meir say that after that it merged into a king called? That's the difficulty I found it. So unless we are to say in Achanami, but from the Loshna Ramam is Mashma, the Hakel Bisuya Midivisefrim, that on the Reiser level, Suya is Chusloras Mamish. That means the tzmicha cannot be negen soye, and the Rambam in the Sanhedrin says, "V'chol mokim shekovcho el Mitzrayim," is a hareyu kiat Yisrael in se. It's mashma only kovcho el Mitzrayim, but not soye. Soye there cannot be smicha. Soye cannot be smicha. So, I think of another pshat in the Rambam. I think of another pshat in the Rambam, but it's possible to say that, and maybe in a chaname. But I think of another pshat in the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam is made to the definition of Kibush Rabim. The definition of Kibush Rabim is the same, according to Rashi, according to Tesves, a Kibush by Klal Yisrael, not a Kibush by Yochid Mi Yisrael or by 10 million Yochid, but by Kibush by Klal Yisrael. The Rambam is made. So, and even though we said in Tesvos the pshat, that the reason as to why Tesvos says, if Eretz Nitzan L'Avraham Avinu is not in our possession, then there is no mitzvah v'yirishtem v'yishavtem bo. And on the contrary, it's even worse. to be kavish lisofis. So mainly it cannot, if it's osar and it doesn't involve a kima mitzvah of yerishtem lishavtem bo, so mainly it cannot be misyachis to klal Yisrael. But then the question of Eilis, that's all right according to the sheet of the Ramban, that there is a mitzvah of kibush haaretz. But the Rambam doesn't mention it in the Minam. He says, but I said last week that even according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah deraisa of kibush haaretz, because the Sefri says, Melamed shikulo yishi mitzvah yishi v'saaretz Yisrael keneged klal kole. The Sefri says, but according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And the Ramban says, zei roye she shehi chevo mitzvah, means chevo loy haftocho v'yud bilvat. Why does he mention loy haftocho v'yud bilvat? Because the Rambam shite is that it's haftocho v'yud bilvat. What does yud mean? Yud means something sublime. Yes. So now it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So according to the Rambam, there is also a kiyum mitzvah in kibush haaretz. The Oresh and Nitro Avraham Avinu involves a kiyum mitzvah. So mele, and it could be a kind of mitzvah even in the Oresh that was not Nitro Avraham Avinu as a matoneg mure, but b'tiras haftoche. So let's say the gvulin that he mentioned in Negev, so it's not according to that we mentioned on Friday, according to the Rambam it was Nitin Avraham Avinu, but according to the Rambam, as the Hamikdover says, it was not Nitin, but it was there was Aftoche, and it was in the Brisbane Absorim, even Kenit Nizim Kadmeini was in the Brisbane Absorim. So Mele once as Knan Shnitin Avraham Avinu is now possession, then there is a kima mitzvah in being kevesh. Those parts that there was a bris that was huftach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu tas. Let's say in Mesa Mashiach it will be a mitzvah to be kevesh keni knizi v'kadmeini. So some mele, according to the Rambam, we can apply the same wonders. Kibush Rabbi means a kibush by Klal Yisrael. But what is considered a kibush realized by Klal Yisrael if it involves the kima mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo? Even though according to the Rambam it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So mele the aloche, but there is one difference between Teisves and Rambam. According to Teisves, so the aloche of somuch lepaltira shaloch loikovashto, v'ato helich v'kevish samnarayim implies a nisa. And Sanhedrin rebuked David HaMelech. But according to the Rambam, the aloche of somuch lepaltira shaloch loikovashto, v'ato helich v'kevish samnarayim doesn't imply a nisa. Just that there is no kima mitzvah of yerishtem v'yishavtem bo and the parts of Eretz Yisrael that are included in the Aftoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Brisbane Absorim, if it was not nitno as a matonitas. Some mele, when can there be a kima mitzvah of yerishtem v'yishavtem bo an surye? Only if Eretz Knan Ligvul Esel is now possession. But when David HaMelech was kivish surye, it was better pamor. He received the rishus of Bez Nagodl. Bez Nagodl told him that he kivish surye. There was a tzerech to be kivish, to wage the Muhammad against surye. But it did not involve the kima mitzvah v'yerishtem yishavtem bo. Because when can there be a kima mitzvah in being kevesh kizik keni knizi v'kadmeini, l'meis ha-moshiach there will be a kima mitzvah not be kevesh, because Eretz Yisrael Avraham Avinu will be completely in our possession without any trouble from the Umis Eilam. But as long as it's not Yodin et Kufa, and even now it's still not Yodin et Kufa, because we have all kinds of trouble, and every day a new trouble, a new problem. So that means it's not really in our possession. The state of Israel is not really in our possession if we have to yield to the pressure by the State Department. That's not considered in our possession if we have to do lobbying. And so it's So Mimele, there is no, but Lossid Lovei, when it will be in our possession, so then there will be a mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo, in regard to all the territory that was not only given to Avraham Avinu, but was promised to Avraham Avinu. So the reason as to why it was not Miskadish B'Kedushas Haaretz, it was not Misyachis, the kibush, like this, if a kibush is done by Melech, with the approval of Bezna Godel, so then it's Misyachis, it's attributed to Klal Yisrael. But only if it involves the Kima Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. But when does it involve the Kima Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo if Eretz Knan is now a possession? But at the time David HaMelech conquered Surya from the Goyim, so then Eretz Knan was not now a possession. So Mimele, it too, there was no Isa. There was no Isa, because Bez Nagodl gave him Rishus, so Bez Nagodl decided that there was a Tzerach in being Kedish, in order to subdue the Sene Yisrael, the Aron. But it was no Isa involved, but it didn't involve the Kima Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. If it didn't involve the Kima Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo, so mele it wasn't Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. And it was not on, and if it wasn't Mishyachis to Klal Yisrael, so mele in the finale it was a Kibushochit. You see, in other words, so it's mamish, according to my brother's teretz, the reason as to why at the very outset it wasn't Miskadish has nothing to do with Kibushochit, Kibushochit. Special Allah. But when did it have to do with the Shaila of Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Oishmi Kibush? Later on, according to my teretz, no. And the reason as to why at the very outset it wasn't Miskadosh B'Kedushas Haaretz Yisrael is because of Kibush Yochid, Oishmi Kibush. In other words, it has to be a Kibush by Klal Yisrael as one person. But, so if, let's say, it isn't done by Melech and Bezna Godel, so then, so it's not a kibush by Klal Yisrael, very simply. But here it was done by Melech and Alpi Bezna Godel. But again, it wasn't in Misyachis, it couldn't be attributed to Klal Yisrael. So it was a kibush only by David HaMelech and Leichamim. So Mele, it didn't become, it wasn't kibush Rabim, at the very outset it wasn't kibush Rabim. At the very outset, it wasn't a kibush rabim, and Mimele, it didn't become at the very outset the kinyan of Klal Yisrael, But according to Reb Meir, that kibush yochid shmei kibush, so it doesn't have to be done by the rabim, by Klal Yisrael. So Mimele, it becomes niskadosh b'Kedushas Yisrael anyway. That's why the Rambam says the Hakil Bisurya Midivah Sefer. So there is a difference between my teretz and my brother's teretz. According to my brother's teretz, so at the very outset it wasn't Chayvitz Musamais Rasidim according to Remeir. According to my teretz, so according to Remeir it became the Chuyev and Trumus and Maisres at the very outset.
Why did he capture it?
He did it for the sake of the rabbi. He's still the rabbi. Because as if you see the Mefarshim and Shmuel, so you see that the reason as to why David HaMelech was Kivish Surya is because he wanted to subdue Aram, because Aram was an enemy of Yisrael. He wanted to subdue them. And that's the reason as to why Bezna Godel gave him Rishus. Why did Bezna Godel give him Rishus? After all, it couldn't be Niskadosh B'Kedushas Haaretz Yisrael anyway. So what's the purpose in being Kevish? Because there was a purpose in subduing Aram. But it did not constitute Tikkun HaMitzvah V'Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. Why? Because when can one be Mikayim? Even according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah kiyumi so v'yerishtem yishavtem bo. Only when the orech nitna avram avinu, Eretz Knan, is Ligvulasel in our possession. And still at that time it wasn't in our possession. So the Mohammed by David HaMelech, it was Behet HaGomor. But it wasn't, it didn't involve the Kiyum of Yerushim Shaftenburg. So merely it cannot be Misyachis to call Israel. So whose kibush was it? David and the Lechami. So Mele, the aloche of Kibush Yochid applies, that the Ramba mentions, the aloche of Kibush Yochid applies. So Mele, it wasn't Niskadi with Israel, and it didn't become a king of Kol Yisrael either, because of the aloche, Kol Mokim Asher Titrech Bey. What do you mean Titrech Bey? Titrech means it's Losh Yochid, doesn't say Titrechu, because it has to be a Kibush by Klal Yisrael as one person. That's why the Pasuk says, Kol Mokim Asher Tidreich, Loshen Yochid. It's like one person, the collective. The Tzibo as one person is Loshen Yochid. It's not like Shutvin.
So, according to Rambam, besides the mitzvah of Yerusha Saaretz, you also have to have Rav Yisrael. So it's a Tzir of both Rashi and Taisus then. Like according to the Rambam, it's necessary only for
Zikim. That's right,
that's right.
Now, alright. I think that we discussed the Indian of Kibush Yochid thoroughly. Now, the Gemara, for Rachel, Connors, Lobitar, and Nichnas, Baamret, Afro Tome, Bisido Tevo Middle, Titania, Hanichnas, Laras Amin, Bisido Tevo Middle, Rebbe Mitame, Rabbisi, Rabbude Mitaya, Vafil Rebbe Lika Mitame, Elabers Amin, the Gozra al Gucho, Valaviro, Avosuri al Gucho Gozru, Alaviro Loigos. Now, Sobnigiaras Amin. There is the Gzeira of the Gush and Davia. There is an Abaye, the Leifshite. Whether Ifshite or Leifshite is not so poshut. But there is an Abaye in Gemara Nidorin. There is an Abaye. Whether Al Gusho Gozru, Aviranat, or Aviranam Gozru. Gemara knows that Mindal. Mishne says that Medale do Medale at the bottom that Avras Choche is Vapois and Bisapras, the Arasamin, Vagil, Vadefek, of Vizdan. Anyway, so Alelo in Anozo Migalea, Humaze, Bishlishi, Vishvi. So it's mentioned among other things, Arasamin. Among other things mentioned Arasamin. So Arasamin is Mitam. Now, what about Eretz Amin? Eretz Amin, the Gemara in Shabbos says, like this word. It's from Medalef. Yesi ben Yezer, Rish Sreder, that was many, many years before the Chum Abayis. Yesi ben Yezer was about 200 years before the Chum Abayis. The first Zugis, Yesi ben Yezer, the Israel of Yesi bin Yechonon Yishir Shalai goes to Tumu al Eretz Amin. Bal Klei Sruchis.
So before Churban Bayis Rishon.
By Sheni, not by Rishon. Before Churban Bayis Sheni. It's about 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So Yesi bin Yezer and Yesi bin Yechonon were Gezer Tumu al Eretz Amin. So the Gemara Sikashi and Yesi bin Yezer was about 200 years before the Chum Abayis, were Rabbonim the Shminim Shonogos. In other words, the Chachomim who lived about 80 years before the Chum Abayis, that was 120 years later, after Yesi bin Yezer, were Gezer Tumu al Eretz Amin. So it's there. Were Rabbonim al the Shminim Shonogos. Yom Rav Tane kishecholo Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi sholcholei Rabbi or Rabbeinu emeir lanu beiz v'ginu dvoren shomartu mishmavicho shalach lehem kach omar Abba Rabbi Yisi Kufpei shono atzelechor al abayis poshto malchus osho al Yisrael des malchus reimi. Pei shono atzelechor al abayis gozrutum al eretz. So when would the Chachom gezer to me? Only 80 years. Only 80 years.
Before.
And when did Malchus Reimi take over jurisdiction over Eretz Yisrael? 180 years before the Chum. And Yesi ben Yezer was before Malchus Reimi took over. So Yesi ben Yezer was at least 200 years, if not more, before the Chum Abayi. So there's a stira. Here it says that about 200 years before Chum Abayi, Yesi ben Yezer was Gizat Tumal Eretz Amim. And there the Braise says that only 80 years before the Chum Abayi to Gizat Tumal Eretz Amim. So the patient al Achel Chol Abayis goes to Tumah al Ratzamim. Valklis Chuchis Mem Shon Achel Chol Abayis goes to Sanhedrin. V'yoshul v'chanuis l'mayil chese. Omer Avisan Barab Dime Leim Asher Idonu Dine Knosses. Dine Knosses al Kedai Toch Aleim Asher Idonu Dine Nefashes. V'chitei me v'fei Shon Oname Ino Have. V'atan Yehil V'shimen. And if you are going to say that Yesi ben Yezer, I mean, this is a historical fact, but Gemara is proving it. So that Yesi ben Yezer lived many, many years before 80 years prior to Chum. V'atan Yehil V'shimen Gamil V'shimen Nuragun Nisiosom Dabayis Meirshano V'ilu Yesi ben Yezer. So Hillel was Meir Shono before the Chum. And Yesi ben Yezer was so many generations before that, because Hillel and Shammai were the last of the Zugis, and Yesi ben Yezer were the first of the Zugis. Me feel Yesi ben Yezer v'shleiru Yesi ben Yechon have a kadme tuve elo osiinu gozer agushe lisrei v'avire v'liklum. So there were three stages in the Gzeira and Tumas Eretz Am. Soon I'll be through. So there were three stages. The first stage was in the days of Yesi ben Yezer. So then Yesi ben Yezer was Gezer Tume and the Gush of Eretz Am. Lisrei. V'avir v'liklum. But the Avir, as far as the Takone by Yesi ben Yezer is concerned, so only the Gush of Eretz Amim was mitame, but the avir of Eretz Amim was not mitame. If somebody, let's say, just passed through the Eretz Amim on a horse, on a donkey, he didn't become tame, because he was only in contact with the avir of Eretz Amim. He didn't step on the territory and the gush of Eretz Amim. The osar abonon de peishono gozar avir lisreis. Listless. So then the Rabbonon, the Peishono, they were gazing that even if somebody doesn't step on the territory of the Hassan, he just passes through the Avir of the Hassan.
Flies over the airplane.
An airplane, all right. So he's also Tommy. He's also Tommy. I didn't want to mention the airplane, all right, I have a reason. The Oser Rabbonon, the Peishono, gozar Avir Listless. Lememre de Chodek Zerta Velisreife, Vomar Hilfe, Yodayim Triloson, Xeros, Trilas Xeroson Lisreife, Yodayim Udi Trilas Xeroson Lisreife, Homidachin Eloi, Elosi Nul Gozer Agushe Lisleis. So Yesi ben Yezer was Gezer Tume Bitirasophic. You know, something is Mitame in two ways. Either Biteres Vadai or Biteres Sofik. Biteres Vadai, it means that you burn it. And Biteres Sofik, you can't use it. But you can't eat it. Sofik Tomei. But not Vadai Tomei. So you have to be Tere. So at the very outset, the Yesi ben Yezer was Gezer Tumei Lisleis, Biteres Sofik. Why was Gezer Lisleis, Biteres Sofik? Because the Gush, because the Gush might have Etzem Kisei of Imes, and Etzem Kisei of Imes is Mitami B'Magyo B'Mas, not Mitami Be'er, because in order to mitame beil, it has to be the rabinian of the mess, but not etzem kiseiro. So he says, so yesi ben yeze, I was only gazing at the gushes misare losinu, because ra gushe lisleis, va virvele klum, vios rabonan pishono, goza ra gushe lisleis, ve avir lisleis. So then more as another kashe, va kate bushe goza. So according to what you are saying, there are only two stages, but there was a third stage, ushe means after the home. Peishono is 80 years before the Chum, but there was Xeris Tume after the Chum, because when after the Chum, so the Sanhedrin was Gele to Yavne, that was the first place, and then from Yavne it went to Ushe, so that was a number of years after the Chum. Vakate bi Ushe gozo ditnan al vof sveike serfenes atrume al sofik bis apras val sofik ofer abo meres amim val sofik big de amorez val sofik hilian in tsoin val sofik oreikim val sofik mirag lodum shkneget mirag behimo val vadem agoin sofik temos on serfenes atrume rabiei seimei af al sofik magon bis shayochi tsefim chachomim bis shayochi teilim bis ram teilim so vo magule elu vof sveikes. So that means that Tumas Eres Amim is it a Kone of Ushe. That was after the Chum, a number of years after the Chum. So the Gemara says, that's the final Maskon of the Gemara. Elosinu Goza Agush Lislis. So there are three stages. The first stage was the Takone by Yesi Ben Yeza. So they are misakin that the Gush is mitame bitirasofik. Because Bimagu Mase, so Esim Kiseo is mitami. So Neres Amim, there are so many Mesim. So it's possible that every Gush has an Esim Kiseo.
You mean you stepped on the Esim Kiseo?
Yes, yeah, you stepped on it. Some Mele is Tomi Mase, but that's only Sophic. It doesn't mean that every piece of land has an Esim Kiseo. They didn't, there was no guarantee. But it's only mitirasofik. So osinu elo osinu yisni as a yisni chonon goes ragu shalislis va'avir avleiklum v'os rabbonin dishmeinim shono goza idvide lislis v'gezeran the other two v'ose biushe gozlo ragu shalisrev va'avir kedikoyikoy. So now there are three stages. So at first, in the first stage, the Chachomim only answered lisleis, gush, and avira nothing. Then the second stage, the ogezer avira also lisleis, without touching the gush. And then in the third stage relates only to the gush, but whereas originally the gush was mitamei b'terasofik, so in Ushe there were misakin is mitamei b'terasvadai. But as far as Tumas Aver is concerned, so that is kidikoi koi only b'terasofik. So here the Gemara has an abai. Veres ha'ami iboy alu eretz ha'ami mishum avire gozro alei o dilmo mishum gushe gozro alei. So the Gemara. So what's the pshat? Dilma mishum gushe gozro alei. So Teisa says the Miforesh requires an explanation. So let's go over. It's not Rashi. The Pirush and Nozer is not Rashi. It's Miforesh. It's not Rashi. Eretz Amel Avir Gozru Klim Halir Bisida Teva Migdol Gdeli Siyisam Memso Sheimi Kamutume Oyal Gesha. Eretz Amim, or a nichnas bikorin ibisvino, shechmir bo yisam beil ames, kidishol yitzil meres lchutzlores, or idilma mishum gushe dafke, hamayel al gusho gozru, kmo yishemayel al ames, mikni meisi mabul, or mikni reiv mi yisroel shenergo bechutzlores, avla nichnas bisedot hevo migdol, or bikorin bisvino loy. So here's Nabai, whether the Ogiz are only on Gush and Avenat, but the Gemara in Shabbos says there are three stages. And the second stage, Peishono kidem achoben de ogezra navia. So how does the Gemara have a bai? So Tisa says, v'hode mashmal fer kama di Shabbos, di gozra al gushe la aviro hoso moche perushi. Bein li nigei abigushe, bein mayel al gushe, beloi shum hefzik li gushe. Aval bibo bisi de tevo migdol, she yeish hefzik loi.